Viter in Shasfer and Davtes, picking up on Chesema Beis by the bottom of the page by the Mishnah. About the Mishnah. Now we're going to get into some famous Gemaras, my friends, of how we write Svarim, how we write the Sefer Torah, how we write the Megillah, Tefillin, Mezuzos, and what letters we're allowed to use, what languages, etc. Here we go. Says the Mishnah, Ein bein Svarim leTefillin and Mezuzos. There's no difference when you go and you write Svarim, which means Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, Mitzvim, and Tefillin and Mezuzos, Elisha, Svarim, Nechtav, Mechol, Lashon. When you go and you write Svarim, the Tanakh, you can do it in any language you want. Seemingly, that's what it sounds like. English, Hebrew, English, French, Dutch, right? Utfilin and Mezuzah. And Mezuzah's El Ashuris. It's got to be written Ashuris, which Rashi says means Lashon HaKodesh. Rashi Gamliel says, no. It says, Af Besvarim Loitiru Shechtu El Yavanis. He says, even when it comes to Tanakh, you can't write it in any language. You can write it in only in Lashon HaKodesh. Or if you want, you can actually write it also in Yavanis in Greek. And Rashi's going to explain, Rashi says, in the Gemara is going to explain why that is. Now, what does that imply? When it comes to putting the different sections together and sewing them together, it's got to be done beginning with sinews. And in reference to being mitam yadayim, the Chachamim said in play that when you go and you touch the actual parchment, that it's mitam yadayim. That itself, we saw the Gemara a few times, saw in Shabbos, Yudalit, Zevesh, and Shalom. Both of them are equal when it comes to tefillin and mezuzahs and Tanakh. You touch them, your hands are going to become Tame. Okay, now we get into actual language, Diklach. You tell me to write Tanakh in any language you want? Ramenu, but we seem to have a brash that says not like that. Mikra Shekosu Targum. Let's say you write something that's meant to be written in Lashon HaKodesh, you end up writing it in Targum. You end up writing it in Aramaic, because Rashi says Arami. But Targum Shekosu Mikra. Let's say you have Targum, that's something supposed to be written Targum, and you write it in Mikra. Rashi says an example is Yogar Sahadusa, when Lavan and Yaakov met. It was a Yogar Sahadusa or Gal Eid, which means the same thing. One's Aramaic and one is in Hebrew. So if you write Yogar Sahadusa as Gal Eid, I'm sorry, Gal Eid, as Gal Eid, or Rashi says, let's say you have the stuff that are written in Sefer Daniel and Ezra, it's meant to be in Aramaic, and you write it in Lashon HaKodesh, that's an example. Or V'Ksav Ivri, or you end up writing in a different font. Instead of writing Ashuas, you're writing Ksav Ivri, different type of font, and Einu Matamis Yadayim. You change the status, and it's not Matamis Yadayim. Ad Shiichtavenu V'Ksav Ashuas Ala Sefer B'Dyo. It's got to be written in the original font, Ksav Ashuas Ala Sefer on a parchment to B'Dyo with black ink. So how do you deal with that? Now that seems to be saying pretty much against our Mishnah, which says you're allowed to write it in any language. So Amar Rav Lokasha, this is Nishkin a problem. Beep, turn the page. Tesam and Aleph. Why? Because Kan Begufan Shalanu, Kan Begufan Shalahen, says Rashi. When our Mishnah says that you can write it in any language, what it meant is not that you're allowed to write it in the actual letters of that language, but you're allowed to transliterate it. That means to say, let's say you're writing Vayidaber Hashem O Moshe Lemor. You could say, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, you're allowed to write like that, but it's got to be in Ksav Ashuas. So it means and is not, you know, A and D, but and is Aleph Nun Dalid. And when you do it like that, that's what the Mishnah means. You can do it in any language. You're allowed to transliterate it. And Kan, Begufan Shalan, when it says that it's going to be not have the Kedusha anymore, the Braisa says, it's not going to have it. That means when you write it with the letters A and D. Says Gemara, Amar Leah, Bai, says, huh? But my Kim Talahid, what did you set it up? Begufan Shalahan, you're saying that Bryce is talking about a case where you write it A and D like that, and that's why it's not considered, it's going to be in the same level anymore. Says, my area Mikra Shekosu Targum, Targum Shekosu Mikra, then why is the Bryce make the distinction between if you write Mikra as Targum and Targum as Mikra, Yagar Sadusa as Gal Eid or something like that? I feel a Mikra Shekosu Mikra, Targum Shekosu Targum Nami, even if you would have. Because we know it says at the very end of that, Dal Katani, Achichtavenu Ashuris al Sefer Bidio. So what does that make a difference if we're switching from Aramaic to Hebrew? Just even if you just switch the Ksav itself, it should be problematic according to that Braisa. So if we have to have a different answer. Ella Lokasha. Ha Rabbanan, our Mishnah that says that it's going to be considered Kadosh, even if it's another language, is talking about, that's the Rabbanan. And Ha Rishim Gamliel, and the Braisa is in the world of Rishim Gamliel. According to the Mishnah, then it can be written even in English. You write A and D, right? And he spoke saying, this is Nishkin Apra, it's going to be considered totally fine. And in the Braisa, Shimon Gamliel, who says he read in a different language, then, my friends, it is no good. Says Gamara, huh? Iram Shimon Gamliel, ha'ike Yavanis. You know, Shimon Gamliel didn't say it can't be in any other language. He just said it has to be in Hebrew or in Yavanis. And the Braisa seems to be saying even in Yavanis would be problematic. That's Shimon Gamliel. Ella, a different answer. Ella Lokasha, Nishkan a problem. Kan bisvorim and kan bitfilin u mezuzos. Our Mishnah is talking about Sfarim when it comes to the idea of Tanakh. If you go ahead and you do it in Tanakh, then it's going to be retain its status of Kedusha, even if it's written in another language, and even in another ksav, even another script, another font. And Kan B'Tfilin and Mezuzos, when the Braisa, when it says that it's not going to be Kadosh, it's talking about Tfilin and Mezuzos, they have to be in the original thing, Loshana Kodesh Ashuris. Tefillin and mezuzah, my time. Why? What's pshat? What's the difference? Why is it tefillin and mezuzah have that stringency? Mishum deksiv behu vehayu, because it says in the pasuk by them vehayu advarim ha'elo, which means vehayu and it will be. B'havyos and yehu, they must be as they were, as they are, as they are meant to be in the original. Says Gemara. So hold on a second. My targum shiksavu mikra ika. What example? Oh, period. Okay. B'havyos and yehu. Now, the Gemara wants to know, my targum shikasa mikra ika, what case do you have, which we already dealt with in Rashi, but so we'll see. What targum that you write in mikra? Bishlama Torah, when we're dealing with actually the Torah itself, then we have ika, the example of yagar sahadusa, right? That's the example you gave before. Ela hacha my targum ika, when it deals with the idea of tefillin mezuzos, where do you have Aramaic that we're going to say that if you have ones that's Aramaic that you wrote in another Mikra. And since the Braisa says this example of if you have Aramaic and it's Aramaic, it's in Hebrew Aramaic, it must be that our Braisa can't be talking about tefillin because there is no Aramaic over there. This is another answer. Ella Lokasha. Kanba Megillah. The Braisa is talking about the Megillah. In the Megillah, it's got to have all the original shtiklach. And Kan Bisfarim, the Mishnah is talking about everything else, the rest of Tanakh, it can be in any language. Megillah, my time, what's up, Shah? Why does Megillah have to be written in the original? The Siv Bak, because the Pasuk says, Kichsavam Ukil Shonam. Esther, chapter 8, verse 9, says it's got to be written in it's Ksav, its original font and script, and it's got to be Kil Shonam according to the language. You're not allowed to go and change it. If you do, then it changes everything. Says Gemara, my targum shikrosu mikra iko. Where do you have that in the Megillah? Amra Papa, Venishma Piskam Amelech. The pasuk says that the king's Piskam should be heard. What does that mean? The decree of the king. So we over there, Loshanov. Aramaic piskam is the Lashon in Hebrew of devar, right? So vahaya devar, v'nishma devar hamelech. That's piskam. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, he comes and he says, I'll show you another example. V'chol anoshim yitnu yikar l'ba'aleim. Says all women should give yikar, which means honor to their husbands, l'ba'aleim. And that word over there would be Aramaic. Okay, another one. Rav Ashi Amar kitanya hi b'shar sfarim. Another way of answering the question. Rav Ashi Amar, he says, Kitanya, when does the Braisa, what was the Braisa talking about? That's talking about Shar Sfarim when it comes to everything else, right? That's found in everything but the Torah. Rabbi Yehuda, it's actually going in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Tefillin and Mezuzos, Ein Nichtavim El Ashuris, Tefillin and Mezuzos can only be written Ashuris, V'Rabbo Seinu Itiru Yevanis, and the rabbis, Shimon Gamliel, came along, he said, it could even be in Yevanis. So that's the Gemara, now hold on 1 second, V'Halk Siv V'Hayu, so it's got to be V'Hayu, which means it has to be only in Hebrew. What's Pshat, you say it could be done in Yevanis. El Ema, rather, what should you say? He fixes it up now, the Braisa, Sfarim Nichtav M'chol Lashon, V'Rabbo Seinu Itiru Yevanis. Sfarim can be written in any language, and the rabbi said it can be even done in Yevanis. Says the Gemara, hold on, but Hitiru, if you're going to say that they said they mattered it, Bichal the Tanakama Aser, that means that the Tanakama says that it would be a problem to do such a thing, but can't say that because when the Tanakama said that it allowed to be in any language. El Ema, no, this is what we mean to say. Rabbi Seinu lo hitiru shiyakasu el Yevanis. The Chachamim only let, meaning Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, only let us do it and when it's dealing with other languages, the only language you can do it in is Yevanis. V'etanya, Rabbi Braisa, which says, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, afkishi tiru abasin Yevanis. Even when they said you're allowed to do it in Yevanis, that was lo itiru el b'sefer Torah. It's only talking about the Torah itself that you can do that. And we shemaisa de Talmi Melech, because of the story of Talmi, the king. Rashi says, Melech Mitzrayim, he was a king of Egypt. The unfortunate, dark story of when he came along and had them translate the Torah into Greek. The Tanya was learned in a Braisa. Maisa b'Talmi Amelech, there was a story with Talmi Amelech. Shekinei Shivim Mushnayim Zekeinim V'chnisa B'Shivim Mushnayim Bartim. He gathered up 72 Greek sages and he put them in 72 different rooms. V'lo Yilehem Al-Ma'akinsim. He didn't explain to them what he was doing. V'nichas Tetzel Kol Echad V'Echad V'Omer Lehem. He went into each one of them and he said, Kisvili Torah Moshe Rabchem. I want you to write for me and translate for me the Torah of Moshe, your rabbi. Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Lev Kol Echad V'Echad Eitzah Hashem. Helped each one of them and gave them Eitzah of his schema kulan ladasachas, end up all doing exactly the same thing miraculously. And they all made different changes. So we're going to see a bunch of the different changes that they ended up making, right? So we're going to see what, this is the classic joke, you know, the miracle, 72 rabbis in 72 different rooms. They ended up making the different changes and all made the same changes. But you know what they say? That's not a miracle. You want to see a miracle? Put 72 rabbis in the same room and see if they make, if they happen to agree with themselves, with each other. Anyway, so Vakasulo, and he wrote, and what did they write? Elokim bara bereshis. Instead of writing bereshis bara elokim, they all ended up writing Elohim Bara Bereshis, that Hashem created in the world in the beginning. Why does it say Elohim Bara Bereshis? So that they shouldn't say that when it says Bereshis Bara Elohim, that Bereshis is the name of Hashem, of some sort of God, and it came along and created Elohim. So that doesn't sound good, so they all switched it. Es Adam B'Tselem U'B'Demus, instead of saying Nasa Adam, it says Es Adam, I will make, not that we shall make together, because then it sounds like there are two Hashem's Chalila. Vayichal bayom hashishi, vayishbos bayom hashvi'i. Instead of saying, vayichal elokim bayom hashvi'i, it says vayichal bayom hashishi, vayishbos bayom hashvi'i. Talmi would have misunderstood the pasuk to mean, what it means, and Hashem completed on the seventh day, and means the work that he did, and he finished on the seventh day from everything that he had done. And he would think that means that Hashem actually was working on Shabbos itself. He wouldn't realize that it means that no. What it means is that actual Shabbos was the actual work, so to speak. Zachar unikeva bara v'lokasu bara'am. Instead of saying Zachar unikeva bara'am, he says bara'o. He created them would mean that there'd be two separate shtiklach like that. That each one that was created had a male and female. So what did they do? They switched, created him to make it see that there was only one that was created. And that was the male, the Zachar Nekeva, male and female, that Hashem then separated. But they switched there. Hava Erda V'Evle Sham Sfasam. This is by the Tower of Babylon. It says, the actual passage says, Hava Nerda V'Nevle Sham Sfasam. The pasuk says, "Come and let the Hava Nerda, that we should come down. Let us go down, and we're going to go and change the languages." So we'll put into the lashon Yachid, Hava Erda ve'Egla Shams Fasam. Again, you shouldn't think there's two Rishuyos, two Shams. Vatitzchak Sarah Bikroveha. Instead of saying Vatitzchak Sarah Bikirba, right on her innards, it says they switched it to Bikroveha, which means with her krovim, with her relatives. And the problem over here is that they're going to make a mistake when it says by Yitzchak, what does it say? It says that he also laughed. Rashi says, Shelo Yomer al Avram lo hikbid. He wasn't makbid on him. Dechseva Yitzchak says, Yitzchak ve'al Sarah hikbid. And he was makbid by Sarah, because we find that Yitzchak also laughed. Lefikach kasu bikroveha lomer Avram belibo v'hiyamar bikroveha. Because when it says, Unkelus explains over there that when Yitzchak laughed, it was out of joy. When Sarah laughed, it was out of doubt. Ki ba'apam hargu shor uritzonim ikru evus. The actual pasuk says, this we just read in the parsha, Ki ba'apam hargu ish uritzonim ikru shor, that in their anger they killed a person, a man, and by their desire they came along and they ikru shor, they uprooted a shor, an ox. That was Yaakov when he said to Shimon and Levi, when he gave him the smackdown-ish, like turned into bracha, whatever exactly the bracha means, it's a wild idea. Anyway, he switched it to shor, they killed an ox, so Ritzonim Ikru Avos, and the change there is, Rashi says, in order that they shouldn't say that they were Ratzchanim, they were murderers. And therefore, we switched that. Vayikach Moshe es ishto ves bana vayarkivim al nosei b'nei adam. And the pasuk says that Moshe took his wife and sons and he put them on a thing that carries people, Right? Rashi says, no sibidi adam means the mashma gamal, which is mashmo, says a camel. Shalomer Moshe Rabchem loyo lo sus o gamal. The actual pasuk says chamor. Now chamor is like a shtarka matziv. So the guy can only bring a donkey. That's all he had. Now he didn't have any horses, something like that. So to make fun of him, therefore he goes ahead and they switch it. Next pasuk, I'm going to just read it backwards first. What the actual pasuk says is Umosha bnei Yisrael asher yashu b'Mitzrayim, and the dwelling of bnei Yisrael that stayed in Mitzrayim shloshim shana, 30 years, arba miyoshana, 430 years in total. But he switched it to Umosha bnei Yisrael asher yashu b'Mitzrayim uveshar arzos, and in other lands. Arbama Hoshana is 400 years. Rashi goes through all of the math here, but basically, if he had seen it like the Pasuk says, then he would say that it's actually wrong in terms of the math, and therefore it says, and in other lands, because he doesn't really understand the real math that went on there. Vayishlach is Zatute b'nei Yisrael, and he sent the Zatute of b'nei Yisrael. The actual pasuk says, "Vayishlach es naarei bnei Yisrael, vayalu olos v'izru zvachim shlamim l'Hashem parim." Naarei would be something that's like very nachashav, and the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu sent them to go bring karbanos when Hashem came by Har Sinai, and so he switches to zatute, which is more chashav, so that they wouldn't say that it means that the Moshe Rabbeinu sent these shvachamayses. Vel zatute bnei Yisrael lo shaluch yado, and again zatute of Bnei Yisrael, he didn't send forth his hand. A few psukim later that we have in Shmoser, the pasuk says, "Ve'elatzile Bnei Yisrael lo shalach yado ve'yechsu es elokim ve'yochol ve'yishtu." That the atziles, meaning the chash of the people of Bnei Yisrael, he didn't send forth his hand. And we know that this is talking about atzile, the same as the nare we saw before. But in order to keep it consistent, it says, ve'elzatute Bnei Yisrael, he switched it to zatute as well over there. Beep, turn the page. Tes amud beis. The actual pasuk says, lo chamor echad mehem nosasi. I didn't even take one chamor, one donkey. Speaking of Moshe Rabbeinu, how good he was and how clean he was. He didn't take anything. Rashi says, lo chemed echad mehem nasasi. I didn't take any sort of valuable, any sort of treasure. It shouldn't say like, oh, you didn't take a donkey, but you took something else. No, I didn't take anything. Asher chalak Hashem elokecha usam lahair lechola amim. Pasuk says, by the different things that are going to be put in the Shamayim, Rashi says, the Sheim lo kein Yomer Ben Noach muter b'avodah zara. Going to say Ben Noach is muter do avodah zara. Midrash shel hachlikon b'devarim kedei letardam min ha'olam. Now what it means is it says that Hashem gave to give light unto the nations. That doesn't actually say the words to give light, but he added that in. They added that in. Vayelech vayavod elokim acher mashalot zivisi leovdam. And then the pasuk says that, well, it's changed to, and he went and served other gods that I have not commanded to serve them. They added that in to serve them, because if not, then it would, maybe you'd understand that they were there actually as gods, and that they came against that which Hashem wanted to do, as Rashi points out. She'im lo kastru la'ovdam mashma she'alot sivisi she'yu ve'yomer im kein elohus hein she'al korcho nivro, that were created against as well. V'kastru lo, they wrote for him, this one's dafka for him. Rashi says, "B'makom ve'es ha'arneves." Instead of saying the arneves, which is like a rabbit, it says ve'esat sirah raglaim, the short-legged thing. Lefisha yadea gitzara suktanas meraglaim, because it has short legs. As sirah saraglaim v'lo kasulo ve'es arneves. Why? Because ishto shel Talmi arnevesma. Her name was Arneves, the wife of Talmi. And shaliomer sachaku be'ayhudam v'yitilu shem ishti b'torah. They're making fun of me. They put my wife's name in the Torah, and it says that she was Arneves is Tamei, and therefore that wouldn't turn out too well for us. So we see these miracles. What happened is they were put in different rooms, and they all had these major changes in order that we should Klal Yisrael should survive. Next, what I mentioned says Rabbi Gamliel, Omer Rabbi Gamliel says, "Apis svarim lo itiu sheyikasvu el yivanis." Even when it comes to Torah Neviim, Suvim, they didn't write except for they write in Yavanis. Amar Rav Avoh, Amar Rav Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Lachas like Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel. The only thing you're allowed to write the Teda in, other than
Lashon HaKodesh is in Yavanis. V'am Rabbi Yochanan says, my time with Shimon Leah, what's pshat? Like, where is he getting it from? Why would that be okay? Amar Krala Pasuk says, Yaftalukim li Yefes v'yishkon ba'olei shem. Hashem should give over to Yefes. He should can extend to Yefes. And he'll going to dwell in the oil and the tents of shame. Now, how do we understand that? Devariv shel Yefes yu ba'olei shem. The words of Yefes will be in the tents of shame. Meaning, tents of shame is in Klaiso on the Teire. And the tents of Yefes, the Devariv shel Yefes means like the language. Ve'emar says Gemara, but there's other languages. Ve'emar gomer umogog. Why don't we say it's talking about gomer umogog? We also come from Yefes. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Hainu time. This is the reason. Dechsev yafdelukim li Yefes, which means beautify Yefes. Yafiyuso shall Yefes yebel Hashem. The most beautiful of Yefes shall be there, and that is Greek, and that's why it can be used as one of the language. Okay, Zok, the next Mishnah. Two more Mishnahs for the day. And we begin. Ein bein. Kohen Meshuach b'shem and Mishcha l'meruba b'vgadim. We know there's something known as a Kohen. That Kohen Gadol. When the Kohen Gadol becomes Kohen Gadol, the way it happens, they used to have the Shemana Mishcha, the anointing oil. Now, when they had the anointing oil, that's how they used to go and do it for them. They would anoint them with the oil. What happens when they didn't have the anointing oil? Then the way that they ended up becoming the Kohen Gadol was a Meruba Begadim. A regular Kohen is 4 Begadim, and a Kohen Gadol has 8 Begadim, and they would put on those 8 Begadim, and they become the Kohen Gadol. The only difference between them is, even though both are called Kohen Gadol, but the actual practical nafkamin is Elapar Haba Al Kol HaMitzvos. If a Kohen Gadol decides to make a psak, he goes a psak that is wrong, and it's the type of psak that had somebody done this intentionally, then they would end up getting kares. Then if he makes a mistake and paskins incorrectly and then acts on that, he has to bring what's known as a parabar al kol hamitzos. He's got to bring a carbon. But that's only a kohen mashiach. Because the pasuk says, "Im a kohen hamashiach makes that mistake, then they bring a par. If they go and they make them, if they actually end up making that mistake. But if it's just because of merubah begadim, then they bring a regular keves, like any sort of mistake that they go when you do any sort of avera. Ain bein coin mishamish the coin sha'avar. There's no difference in a coin mishamish, meaning the coin gadol, the coin sha'avar, the one that was taken out of his position. What that's talking about is that we always have a coin that's on standby just in case something happens to the coin. Rashi says kigon shirbo psuli, some sort of psuli becomes tame, and then they anoint another coin after him va'avar psulo. Rashi, where'd you go? All right, umina acher tachta va'over psulo, and then his psul leaves him v'chazal avodos, so he goes back to his avoda. V'aviru abba tachta v'arishon koi mishamish v'akoin v'asheni avar. The first one's called mishamish, the second one's called the avar. So there's no difference between the two of them. El apar yom kipurim v'asira sa'efa. The par yom kipurim that the Kohen Gadol brought was only the original guy does it. The other one doesn't. And the other one is Asira Se'efa. Asira Se'efa is the one that they would bring every single day. So he would be the only one that would bring it, the original one, but not the other one. Rashi says, She'ef shall have ishtaim, because you can't bring two. Chen Asira Se'efa, Chavite Kohen Gadol, it's called Shebechol Yom, She'ef shall have ishtaim, you can't bring two of them, so only the original one brings and not the second one. Now, in the original part of the Mishnah, we start off by saying that there's no difference between the Kohen Mashuach B'Shem and Amishcha, if he was anointed with the oil, or if it's Meruba B'Gadim, he has to add in clothing on, except for that it's a par yom, where did you go? El par haba kol hamitzos. That's the only difference between them. So, Zok to Gemara, the implication of that is that in terms of these things, Dev is a Shavin. Both of them actually would go and bring it. Whether you're Kohen Gadol because of the oil, you're Kohen Gadol because of Meruba B'Gadim, you would bring Par of Yom Kippurim and the Asira Se'efa. That would be equal. Both of them would go and bring it. So now the Gemara says, okay. Masnisan Delok Rabbi Meir. A Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. You said that he doesn't bring, in the Mishnah, you said they don't bring Par Ba'al Kol HaMitzvos. Rabbi Meir seems to not say like that. The Rabbi Meir, Tanya, you learned in a Braisa, Meruba Begadim, Mevi Par Ba'al Kol HaMitzvos. He does bring a Par Kol HaMitzvos. Divi Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim Amar Chom say, and maybe he doesn't bring. In fact, the Gemara, my time to Rabbi, what's Pshat Rabbi Meir that he says Meruba Begadim also brings it? The Tanya, because the Pasuk says, Mashiach. which seems to say only someone who's the Kohen Mashuach with the Shaman HaMishcha. Ein li ela Mashuach b'Shaman HaMishcha. Meruba begadami. Nine, where did I learn that from? Tamid Lomer. Ha Moshiach. The extra hey adds this in to teach us that even that person is included as well. B'mayu kimna. So how do we set up our Mishnah? Delok Rebbe Meir. So we're saying it's not Rebbe Meir. But name is safer. Look at the end of the Mishnah. Ein bein coin mishamish the coin shavah. There's no difference between the original coin who became tummy and then we had the replacement and the one that's the replacement itself until the first original comes back. Alapar yom kippur masir seifa. Halachol devarim is ever the shavim. When it comes to anything else, we say that they are going to be equal. In other words, the second coin can also use the shmona begadim, even though he's not the coin gadol now, but he still has that. Asa on the Rebbe Meir. That goes according to Rebbe Meir. The time you're going to Nebraisa. Erebo psul, amino coin, achet tachtav. Let's say you have the original coin, gets a psul, and you put another one in his place. Rishon chose levado. So then the first one goes back to his service. And Shani, kol mitzos kuhuna gedola. Love the second one. All the mitzos still apply to him, fall upon him. Examples of that, Rashi says, he has to wear the shmona begadim when he's doing the avodah, and he can't have his hair that goes too long, and he can't rip his clothing when he has an avelus, and he can only marry a basula, not a ba'ula, and he can't marry an almana, even though, you know, a kohen could, but a kohen gadol can't, and he can only do it, and he also goes and does his avodah, even if he's in onen, and all these ideas. It means someone who lost a close relative on his time krovim on that day, he still does it. Div Rebbe Meir, that's Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yossi Omer, he says, Rishon chozel avodaso, sheni enu roi lo the kohen gadol v'lo kohen hedrit. He's neither. He doesn't fall into any category, right? He can't do the eight begadim, he can't wear the four begadim. V'omer Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yossi says, Maisa Rebbe Yosef ben Ulam Mitzipori. There's a story that backs him up. Before we do that, we see that our Mishnah and the Seifa is going to Rebbe Meir, which is a little strange because we're saying our race is not like Rebbe Meir, Seifa is like Rebbe Meir. A little bit weird. We don't usually like to split it up like that. We're going to come back to that in a minute. So Rebbe Yossi first point brings it out. What happened was there was a psul in the Kohen Gadol and they set up somebody in his place. Myself and the Chacham came in front of him and he said, Rishon chozel levadaso. First one goes back and Sheni in Roy, lo the Kohen Gadol, lo the Kohen Hedrit. He's stuck. He's in the twilight zone. He can't do either. Why? Kohen gadol mishum eva. It can't be a kohen gadol because that's eva. It's going to cause animosity and hatred between him and the original kohen. He's like, I'm the original. Who are you? And kohen hedyot mishum ma'ilam because when we read, then you go up in kedusha, but you don't go down in kedusha. Once we become kohen gadol, you can't go back to being kohen hedyot. So, but nonetheless, what do we see? That our mishta, the sefer mishta is going kohen to Rabbi Meir. So Gemara says, reisha rabbanim a sefer Rabbi Meir. Does that make sense? You're splitting it. This is Gemara. We don't like to do that. It doesn't make any sense. This is Gemara. It does make sense. We just don't like to do it. I'm Rebbe Chista in. Reisha Abanam and Sefer Meir. Everything's great. Another answer is if Yosef Amar, no, really Rebbe. The whole Mishnah is Rebbe. V'nosef la'alib et tanai. And he's the one, Rebbe Paskins like the Chachamim in the Reisha and like Rebbe Meir in the Sefa. So therefore, it's not two different people. It's one person. Maybe Paskins like two different people. Okay, Zok, the next Mishnah, the last one for today. There is something known as a bama. A bama is a mizbeach, a place where you go use to brought carbonos, and literally means something which is high up. And there were times when they're allowed to use bamos, and the times you weren't allowed to use the bamos. But the times you're allowed to use bama, which wasn't necessarily in the Beis HaMikdash, when it was in the Mishkan, there were personal bummus and there were communal bummus that were going on. So you're not allowed to use them generally. But when they had the Mishkan that was in Gilgal and Nov and Givon, so then they were allowed to do it. So we have the following. A bummus gadol is known as a bummus tzibor. It's for the tzibor. And bummus kitana is a bummus yachid. So now we're going to see the differences. And the bamas yachid, they can go ahead and they can bring your own personal carbonos that you want to bring, a nedava, some voluntary ones. Ain being bama gedola bama ketana, there's no difference between the two of them. Ela psachim, except for a carbon pesach. Zeaklal, right? That can only be brought on a bama gedola. Zeaklal, this is a general rule. Kol shehu nidar v'nidav kariv bebama. Anything that is can be brought as a neder or nedava, which means you decide to bring it on your own, not as a chiyuv, that can be brought on a bama, meaning a bama ketana. You can bring it on your own personal shtickle. But v'chol she'en lo nidav v'lo nidav v'en kariv bebama, I mean, it's not like that can't be. Rashi says b'zvachim yalof lo b'perach bas, that's got to be brought in a bama gedola, but not a bama ketana if it's a chiyuv. Says Gemara, really psachim v'sulo, that's it. Carbon pesach is the only thing, but sulo, there's nothing else that falls into that category. As the Gemara, Ema Ke'en Psachim. Meaning, why are you saying only Pesachim? There are other things that you're chayiv to bring, and if therefore you brought is a chiyuv, you're not allowed to bring as a neder nedava, that you wouldn't be allowed, as the Mishnah itself says in the Seifa, you'd have to bring an abad megadola. But that's why you're saying only Pesachim is the difference. It's others also. So it's going to chinami. Ema ke'in Pesachim, which means anything similar to it. Rashi says, v'chol chovos hakavu lahem zman. I think it's a particular time that they have to be brought, like Pesachim as well. So it's going to mani. Who is our Mishnah? Who is it that says that if it's a chova kavua lem zman, that's got to be brought in a bama gedola? Rabbi Shimon, it's Rabbi Shimon. Datan you only to the brayse. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Shimon Omer. Af tzibor lo yikrivu ela psachim v'chova shekavua lem zman. There was even even when it comes to a community, the tzibor, they only brought psachim and things that are kavua lem zman. Aval chova shein kavua lem zman hachav hachi lo karif. But if you have some sort of chova, an obligation, something you got to be brought, but it doesn't have a particular zman connected to it, then you couldn't bring it. Then what? Kavua zman hachav v'hachav lo karif. You couldn't bring it in either bama gedola or on a bama ketana either. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.